Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi Tirup, the Daf Tzadi Beis, Amun Beis, 92b, and we're on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Beis, Amun Aleph. Says the Gemara, Marav Mishum Rebbi Chia, Amotzi Masoi B'Shabbos Al Rosho. So if someone is carrying something on their head from one Rishos to another, Chayev Chatas, you are still going to be Chayev Chatas. Why Shekin Anshe Hutzal Osimkin? Because the people of Hutzal, this is the way that they would carry, and therefore it's not considered an irregular way of doing thing, a Shinoi Akilachar Yad, and that's why you are going to be Chayev. Ask the Gemara, the Anshe Hutzal Rubad Alma, do the Anshe Hutzal represent the majority of the world? So just because they do it in that way, that means that everyone's going to be Chayev. Eli and Marachit Mar, rather, this is really what it means to say. Amar Rav Mishum, Rabbi Chia, Echad Mimnei Hutzal Shehoti Masoi Al Rosho B'Shabbos, Chayev Shekein Bnei Iro Osin Kain. That if someone from that town goes and carries like that, then they're going to be Chayev, because that's the way that those people in that town go ahead and carry. So that's really what it's referring to, but everyone else from around the world, they would not be Chayev. Ask the Gemara, the Vatibatel Daito Eitel Koadam. But why would they not be subject to the rest of the world's way of carrying, and therefore they should be patur even if they do it in their town? Eliyat Mar Hachid Mar, rather, this is really what it means to say. We qualify it again. Amotzi Masoi Al Rosho Patur, that if someone takes something from Rishus to Rishus on his head, they're going to be patur. Vimtim Tzolomar Anshi Hutzal Osin Kain. And if you're going to tell me that, oh, the people of Hutzal do this regularly, and therefore they should be Chayev, Batel Daito Eitel Koadam. Rather, their view is negated by the rest of the world's view, and therefore you're not going to be chayv, because that is considered a weird way of carrying things, and you would be putter in that situation. Now we're up to the next Mishnah on top of Tzadi Bezman Bez. The Mishnah goes and talks about when you meant to move something in a certain way and it happens to be in a different way, are you going to be chayv in that situation? So I'm a skavin lo tzilofan of. So if someone, let's say, you know, Rashi tells us that the case is that you have money in a cloth and you tie it to the front of you so that way you can protect the money. So if someone intended to take the money or the object in front of him, but then in the middle of the transfer it slipped and went behind him, you're going to be putter because this is not what you meant to do. It's like misasek, and therefore you're going to be putter. But if you meant to take it out in back of you, and then in the middle of the transfer it slipped to in front of you, which is a greater type of shmira, then you would be chayv. The Gemara is going to discuss why this would be. But MS Amru, in truth it was said, the halacha would be that if a woman used her garment to go and transfer something from rishus to rishus, so in that situation, whether it's in front of her or in back of her, chayev, she's going to be chayev, she can royally yos choser, because it's common that these type of thing on a woman would shift around, so therefore, just because it fell in back or in front, it's not going to mean anything. Rabbi Yehuda says, af mekabli pitakin. So the same thing applies when it comes to letter carriers, they are going to be chayev, whether it's behind them or in front of them, because this is the normal way that it would shift while they're in the middle of their thing. So comes the Gemara and analyzes the beginning of the Mishnah. Maishna lofanu v'alo lachar of the potter, t'lo isavin machshavaso, lachar v'alo lofanu v'nami halo isavin machshavaso. So why in the first case, when you meant to take it out in front of you and it went in back of you, are you going to be potter? The reason seems to be is because it didn't happen what you meant to happen, meaning it was misasik. You meant to do it one way and it happened a different way. So the same thing would be true if you meant to take it out in back of you and then it went in front of you. Why would the Mishnah say chayiv if your initial intent did not end up happening? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, tavra misha shanazu lo shanazu. You're right, ena chanami. It must be that the Mishnah is really having two separate opinions, that the first Tana who taught that you would be chayev putter in the first case is not the same Tana who said that you'd be chayev in the second case. But as the Gemara, Amarava, Umay Kusha, why is Rebbe Elazar so bothered? Why can't it really be the same thing? Because Dilma Lafanavu Balalach Harav Hainu Taima De Potter, because maybe in the first case, when you meant to put it in front of you and it went in back of you, the reason why your potter is Niskavin Lashmir Mu'uav, the also Biyadu Shmir Bechusa, because you meant to have a very elevated type of Shmira, a big type of guarding, but it ended up being a much lesser type of guarding because it was in the back of you, which is a much worse type of guarding. Lachorvu Balalafanav Hainu Taima De Chayv, but in the opposite case, where you meant to put it in back of you and it went in front of you, the reason why you'd be Chayv is Niskavin Lashmir Bechusa, because you meant to guard it in a poor fashion, they'll also be Yadu Shmir Mu'ula, and it ended up being better, so that's why you'd be Chayv. If it becomes worse than what you intended, then you're going to be Potter, but if it was better than what you intended, then it would be Chayv. So what was Rebbe Elazar really so bothered with? Rather, he was bothered with Elamai Kusha. What was his question? Diyuka Demas Nisan Kasha, the diyuk of the Mishnah, that was his problem, because the Mishnah says as follows, Hamaskavin Lohti Ulafanav Ubalo Lachar of Potter, that if someone meant to take it out in front of him and it went to the back of him, you're going to be Potter, which implies Halachar Ubalo Lachar of Chayv, that if you took it out in back of you and you meant to take it out in back of you, then you would be Chayv. But then Ema Seifa, let's look at the end of the Mishnah, it says Lachar Ubalo Lafanav Hude Chayv, that when it comes to someone who put it in back of him, or meant to put it in back of him, and then it ended up in front of him, you're going to be chayev, which seems to imply halacharav below lacharav pater, that if you put it in back of you when you meant to put it in back of you, then you'd be pater. So we seem to have contradictory implications from the Mishnah about what the halacha would be when you meant to put it in back of you and it stayed in back of you. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavra Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. And it's to this that Rabbi Elazar said that Eina Chanami, that it must be that there are two separate Tanoim, two separate opinions in the Mishnah, because you can't have this contradictory implication going on in our Mishnah. Now comes the Gemara and extends this question. Amar Ravashi, my Kusha. I still don't get what the difficulty is here. Because Duma Lomi Baya Kamar. Because maybe the Mishnah is really saying a Lomi Baya, meaning it's not necessary to teach this because we already know something bigger. What does this mean? Because Lomi Baya Lachar Walalachar of Dechayev, it's not necessary to teach that if you put it in back of you and you meant to have it in back of you and it stayed in back of you, then you're going to be Chayev. The Yisavid Machshavaso, because over there, your intent was clearly fulfilled, so of course you're going to be Chayev. Ela Afil Lachar Walalafan of Itzri Chalei. But even if you meant to put it in back of you when it went in front of you, because Salkadai Dachamina Hol Velo Isavin Machshavaso Lo Lechayev Kamash Mon and Iskavin Lishmir Pachusav also be able to Shmir Mu'ula Dechayev. Because you might think that in that case you're going to be Putter, because even though it is a better type of Shmirah, you did not intend for that. You meant to put it in a certain situation where it was in back of you. It ends up going in front of you. You'd think you're Putter Kamash Mon, that you're going to be Chayev, but of course you're going to be Chayev in a situation when you meant to put it in back of you and it stayed in back of you. So according to Ravashi, we don't really have a problem in our mission. Our Mishnah could read nicely. So now comes the Gemara and brings a related type of question. And this whole discussion, this whole machlokas about if you meant to put it in back of you and it stayed in back of you, it's really a machlokas tanaim. Ditani, because it was taught in the Braisa, that if someone carries out coins in a money belt and the opening is above by his waist, then you're going to be chayev. This is a secure way of transferring money. It's considered normal, and therefore you're going to be chayev. Pilamata, but if the opening was hanging downward where the money could easily fall out, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev achachamim potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to be chayev, and the chachamim say you are going to be pater. So Amar Lehen Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says back to them, Iatem modim, would you not agree, b'lachor rubolo la'achor of shu chayev, would you not agree that in a case where I meant to put it in back of me and it stayed in back of me that you're going to be chayev? If so, the same thing should apply over here, that if the money belt was hanging down, then you should still be chayev because that's what you meant to do. And the chachamim responded back to him, "V'yata moda, would you not agree kilachar yada v'raglo shu pater, that if you carried it on the back of your hand or on your foot, then you're going to be pater because that's not a normal way of carrying it all. So to here, you should be pater. So we have this case of the money belt hanging upwards or downwards, and they're trying to compare this to having it behind you or in front of you. So if the comparison goes straight, then each of them seem to have their own questions. Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's the same case, so you should be chayev, and the chachamim are saying, no, this is considered kilachar yad. It's not similar case at all, and therefore you should be pater. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda sums up this whole discussion. He says, "Ani amarti davar echad v'hin amru davar echad. I said something, and the chachamim said something to support their view. Ani lo matzasi tshuva l'divrayhem v'hin lo matzasi tshuva l'dvaray. So I didn't find an answer to them; they didn't find an answer to me. Me the kamar lehu." Iatem modim lav mikal de pater rabbanan. So comes the Gemara and says, from the fact that we're saying that they're each presenting their arguments and saying, would you not agree to me? Does it seem that Rabbi Yehuda says that you're going to be chayiv in the case and the Rabbanan say you're going to be pater? So doesn't this seem to mean that the Rabbanan would say that you're pater in a situation where you put it on your back or you meant to carry it in back of you and it stayed in back of you? So we see that someone does argue and does feel that you would be pater in such a situation. That would be the shita of the Rabbanan. But the Gemara rejects it. Says, will tameich, dekam relei iya tamode, mikal de mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda, va'atani lachar yado v'rago devrakol pater. But from the fact that we're saying iya tamode, if you're going to try to bring a proof from each of their arguments is saying, would you not agree to me in a case, then that means that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that if you carried with your feet or with some weird way, then you're going to be chayev. But everyone agrees, we have a brisa that tells us that you'd be pater in such a situation because this is not a normal way of carrying. Rather, we have a new analysis of this whole machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanim. El-lachar v'balo-lachar v'divrekol chayev. Rather, everyone agrees that if you put it in back of you and you meant to have it in back of you, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan all agree that you're going to be chayv. Lacha yad v'ragel d'v'rakol pater. Everyone agrees that if you carry in a weird way with your foot or the back of your hand, you're going to be pater. Keep li. What do they argue? B'pundaso p'yolamata. Their machlokas is about a specific case about the money belt when it's hanging upward or downward. Mar medami le lachar v'balo lachar. Mar medami le lachar yad v'ragel. One compares it to the case of you meant to put it by your back and it stayed on your back, and that's why you'd be chayv. And the other one compares it to the case where you're carrying in a weird way, and that's why you're going to be pater. So the way that we, I guess, initially explained it, because I had the maskan of the Gemara already. So that's really what the machlokas is about. It's not about either halacha in that situation. It's just, what do we compare this money belt case to? Do we compare it to our case in the Mishnah, or do we compare it to a kila achariyat case where you'd definitely be pater? Then the Mishnah went on and said, "Be'emes amru ha'isha," that in truth, that if a woman was carrying her thing with her garment, then you're going to be chayv because it can go from front to back. Tana ko be'emes halachi, that anytime we say be'emes, it's really talking about this is the halacha in a definitive way. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af mekabel pitakin," that letter carriers have the same thing as well. Tana shekein livlare malchus osin kein, because they do this like the royal scribes do, because they would go and transport letters and different documents from pouches hanging from their belts, and that would go from front to back. So that's why it's going to have that halacha. This is Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.